Zvachim Perigim Mishna Aleph. Kol Hapsulim Sheshochatu Shchitosim Ksheru. We're going to see that the requisite on who's allowed to do Avodah that we had in Perig Beis Mishna Aleph, which the Mishnah used the same Loshen of Kol Hazvachim Shekibol Domen Zor. When we're talking about Kabbalah, so the Mishnah then has a list of people that can't be Mekabel. And if they can't be Mekabel, Memela doesn't make sense to talk about Psulim Achshova. Lu'uma Zois, the Mishnah over here in Perek Gimel is saying, Kol HaPsulim, for other Avoides, Sheshochatu, if there's Shochat, Shchitosim Ksheru, there's no Psul. Sheshchita Ksheru, the Mishnah explains, Shchita is more inclusive. Sheshchita Ksheru Bizorim, first of all, you don't need Kuhuna. Gemara says this goes all the way back to a drosha from Shmuel Hanovi that was asked b'shaitoi. The Rav brings the Makor. V'shochas ben abokah v'krivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohenim sadom. You see clearly in the Lashon HaPasuk, v'shochat, who doesn't say? V'krivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohenim sadom. That hakrov is talking about Kabbalah. Being machshed the dam l'zrika al ha-mizbeach. Mikabbalah ve'elech mitzvahs kuhuna. There's no requisite of kuhuna or any of the other features of who's posel or kosher la'avoida legabe shchita. The Mishnah says ksher bizarim, benoshim even. There's no reason why isha should be posel. Isha could shecht. I have the first Mishnah chulin where a woman could shecht. Could be a chetchila not, but there's no halacha ba'etzim. Ba'avodim, avodim amuchuyiv mitzvus. Mer davidin of Yisrael legabe shchita. There's no reason why Shechitas Kodshim can't be done by an Eved. Ubitmeim, a Tomei could also Shech. Now, with a Tomei, you're going to have a little bit of a problem. This is the only one in this list which is a Bidi-Eved. The other ones, Zorim, Noshim, Avodim, are Kosher L'chadchila. A Tomei, you have a problem, not because he's Posel Avodim Be'etzim. You don't need somebody who's Kosher L'Avodim for Shechitas. However, L'chayra, if he's in too close proximity to the Behemah HaNeshchetes, he can be Mitamei by touch. Nishno dem. Besides for the chashash that he's going to touch, and because of that, it's not l'chadchila, but it's more than that. Practically, we're going to learn in Yitz Hashem that shchita has to be done, even though it's not an avoida in the sense that it needs kuhuna with big dekuna, etc., etc. However, it does have to be done in the azora. Kochim kalim b'cholo azora, kochim kadoshim has to be done b'tzvoino azora. Tomei is under penalty of Chayvi Krisus to come into the Azor. Has Yishech. So we'll read a Loshna the Rab, which is a Gemara in a few places. L'meshkachas lo'ele b'sakinu ha'richo. K'goin shu oimid chutz la'azor. He's taka standing chutz la'azor. But the Shechita takes place b'toich Azor. This that Shechita has to be b'azor means the behemo anishchetes has to be in that mokim of by the Shechita. Not that the shoychet has to be standing there. Shchita is kochim bazori, but it's not mechayev that he should be standing there. So memela, that's how he could shecht. One more point the Rav makes is that you have to say that the level of tumah that he has, he's takan alai going to the azor, that's on any tummy. But here, he's a tumah that's relatively kal. He's a nitma b'tomei sheretz. Why? Because a sheretz is an avatumah, he's a rishon. If he's a rishon, he's not metame disakim. The lav avatumahu. A kli only becomes tummy from an av tumah. If he's a tummy mace is an av tumah because a mace is avi avoyis tumah. So then he makes the sack into a rishon, which touches the behemoth, which becomes a sheni. So the Rav adds, if he's a tummy mace, he can't shecht b'sakin. There isn't a possibility of him shechting with a krumis shalkona, with a very sharp reed that could do the shechita properly. And because it's a sharp reed, so it's like a piece of wood, it's not mekabel tumah, because it's not a kli. So with that, he could touch that and he could do the shechita. B'saken loy. The saken would be mitame the bosom. This would seem to indicate a very choshev yisoid, which is that even though the heksher of dam for zrikas adam, it has to be niskabel in a kli shoris, only a kli shoris shafts the heksher in the dam, that now it's dam zrika. The shechita doesn't have that. The shechita of a live behemoth doesn't have that. It has to be a klishoris in order to be machshir the behemoth, be machshir the dam in the tzavar of the behemoth to now be oimid lezrika. How do we know this? Because a krum shokana is certainly not a klishoris. Vafilahochi vayis says from the Gemara that it would work. That's a chara raya brura. One other point that we can make over here is about this impossibility of if he's Tomei, so he's going to be Metame the Bosa. First of all, what's the problem if he's Metame the Bosa? So what? So we'll say Lechatchila he shouldn't. But anyways, Lechatchila he shouldn't because Shema Yiga Bebosa. We're talking over here B'diavidik. So what happens B'diavid? Let's say he's Metame the Bosa. Does that passel the carbon? The general rule of thumb is that any oichel is not huchshal lekabel tumo until it touches one of the sheva mashkin. Yad shoch adam, normally if it's rinsed off by water or something else. The bosa, you could say, touches dam, which is one of the seven mashkins that are machshal lekabel tumo. Lemaisa, there's a sugim psochem daf tazayin and a chum daf yidbeis, where dam does not seem, dam in the carbon does not have to have that capability, legabi the carbon. So there's another din, the sugin chulin, where there's something called chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh is even something that's not roi le kabbalas tumo, bederech klal, can have a status beyond als chshivus, als kodshim, and even something that's not normally mekabal tumo. In this case, where it's not hukshal le kabbal tumo, well, let's say you have by pieces of keteris or levoino by menochos, which are not be'etzem oichel, then shouldn't be royal lekabel tumas oichel. I feel hochi, they're really pieces of wood. I feel hochi, they're mekabel tum, and therefore, if they're mekabel tum, one who eats them would be oiver on chavikrisus of a tome. I'm sorry. They're not, they'd be oiver on chavikrisus. That's only by a tome, sho'ochal kodesh, that's in the state of Tara. They'd be mekabel tum. And if they're eaten, he's over on the love of eating kochim tmei. That's as an aside. The other point that has to be mentioned over here is, that's how it becomes tummy. But what if? Lamazong becomes tummy. B'di'evit, the carbon should be kochim. What's the halacha, for instance, if the dam is niskabel and it's put on the mizbeach? Dam that's tomei can't be nizuk on the mizbeach, but over here from the bosa becoming tomei, the dam that comes out, the dam anefesh, that's niskabel lekli lechoyre, does not become tomei, because it's b'shas ma'isa. The behemoth didn't die yet. So here this comes on to another famous kodshim tiki yisoid. There's a machloikis between the Tanon Rebbe Shur Beleza, we'll say over the psaka Rebbe Shur. It's called im ein bosa ein dam. That means even though if all the bosa of a carbon, hein the bosa that's eaten by the bailim, by the kehanim, and hein the chelik that's roi l'achilas mizbeach, the chalovim ve'emurim, or by karm no'ele, all the bosa, becomes tomei after the zrikas adam, the carbon was already meratza. It's not mevatl, the carbon l'mafre. If dam becomes tomei, so then that dam can't be nizik al mizbeach. That we understand. That has a psul tomo. But after the read, so it doesn't make a difference that all the bosa is tomei. However, if b'shas the zrikas hadam, there's no possibility of a chalois hechsher of achila, not achila sod achilas mizbeach, namely, because all the bosa, even the whole behemoth was picked up, and it was taken out of the azora, it was taken out of Yerushalayim, so now it's not roi l'achila at all. Or the bosa was nitma, and the whole behemoth now is not roi. If it's before the zrika, we say that the zrika, an inherent component of the zrika, is that the mitzius of the zrika has to shaf a chalois of a heter of bosa. It ain't bosa. If it doesn't shaf a heter of bosa, ain't dam. There's no dam. There's no zrika's dam. Of course, the kasha is, we pointed out in the second perek, that there is a type of zrika that's not matter any achilus. Lo achilus adam lo achilus mizbeach. And that's in a case of a zrika shaloi bim koimo. That's a question that Rabbi Seinu, Shebe Beis Briz, grapple with. It needs a dakus dikateretz. But al kaponim, that's the yisoid over here, and that's why you definitely have to avoid the tumor. Because if all the boss is going to become the nitma, yidei the sakin, so then the zrika sadam itself will be possible, the carbon, even b'diavad, will be possible. And that's why the Mishnah speaks out, b'vad shalayu, t'meim noigim b'boso, that will be metamet b'diavad. Lefikoch. Because Azor, etc., all the lists, the whole list, are kosher lishchita, therefore they have the koyach of poislim b'machshava, even though they're not oivdim, chiddish. Whoever does the shechita is capable of inflicting the psul makshava of shalal lishma, being mafkir, the stomach lishma of the carbon, passing the carbon, however you want to say it. V'kulon shekiblu as adam chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayim, this whole list of psulim, if they're mekabel dam, l'chayra, that's not a kabbal as dam, doesn't pass all the carbon, just means there's no kabbal. It's as if the dam came out and fell on the ritzpah so azara. You can't pick it up. That dam was already niskabel shaloi kedin. It can't be vayte niskabel. However, im yesh dam anefesh, if there's leftover dam anefesh, and you could still be mekabel that amount of dam, yachzo akosher, be a kabbal. So then a proper kohen, dressed in bignei kuna, who's tor, etc., etc., will be mekabel the dam. That will be a kosher, Kabbalah, in order to create the Zrika. Mishnah Beis is a continuation. Kibbalah kosher, the nosan l'posel. Let's say a kosher was mekabel adam, so the dam was chalene, it's hukshar, to be dam Zrika. However, then he passed over the klishoris with dam, the mizrak with dam, over to a posel. The dam does not become posel then. If he'd be heilich, the dam, then we could get into a problem, whether you could go back on the halacha we discussed at the end of the first perek. But over here, if you just hand it to the apostle, yachzo l'kosher, you could give it back. And then he'll take it to the mizbeach, and he'll be zarek it. Kibel b'minoy. All avodah has to be done b'yad yamin. So over here, the Mishnah is adding that he was mekabel the dam b'yad yamin, so the dam is kosher. V'nosan l'smoylo, he put it in his left hand. Again, it doesn't become apostle. Yachzo l'yaminoy. Kibo b'kli koydish v'nosam b'kli choyl. Again, it was niskadish because it was from the dam of from the behemoth, from the mokum hashchita, went straight into the kli koydish. That's how dam becomes niskadish for kabbal zadam, for zvika zadam. And then he put it into a kli choyl. That itself doesn't pass. So yachzol the kli koydish. It can't be zorik the dam from, and it can't be moilich the dam from the kli choyl. But yachzol the kli koydish, and then he moves on. Now, even a bigger chiddush, nishbach min akli ala ritzpah v'asof voy kosher. It's in ganzen, not in a kli. The dam is spilled on the floor. It doesn't become a dam. It's dam that's niskadish for zrika. Gather it up, asofoy, put it back into a kli shoros, kosher. Nisoni al gabi akevesh. If it was put al gabi akevesh, remember that we had in the second perek, mekoimois, that you yoitz zrika b'dieved, but it's zrika shalai b'mkoimo. Let's say he put from the dam al gabi kevesh shalokenegi yisoy the wrong place. Nosan sanitonin lamato lamalo nitonin lamalo lamato vesanitonin bifnim bachutz vesanitonin bachutz bifnim. Im yemish dam hanefesh yachse akosher v'kabel. There's still dam hanefesh, but we're talking about over here. It's not so clear in the wording in the Mishnah. Nison noi he. Who's the he? The he that we're talking about over here is the posel that we started with. If kibbalah kosher v'nosan l'apostle, how we started the Mishnah, so then yachzal l'kosher. But over here we're talking about that the apostle tak continued, and he was zayrig dam shaloi b'mokim hanochoy. So the halacha is, if there's still dam anefesh, you could do another kabbalah sadam, you could be mekabel more dam. And with that, you could then be meilichin, you could be zayrikit, and the ritzu could be done effectively. Now there's a major kasha pshat over here. If what the Mishnah means to say is that by the fact that psulei avoido are doing some type of avoido, they didn't finish off the carbon. If there's a zrika shaloi b'mkama l'chara, the carbon is done, and zrika shaloi b'mkama has limited effectiveness. It's effective l'gabi d'ritzu. It's not makshir. It's not matir any achil. Lo achil as odom, lo achil as mizbeach. But that's it. The carbon is over. So you can't go back and do another zrika. L'moshul, let's say on a regular carbon, where Zrika Shaloi B'mkoyma was done. That's it. Done. The carbon was chal, and it was chal without a matter of achila. So why over here does the Mishnah speak out that the Zrika of the apostle was Shaloi B'mkoyma? If the Mishnah means to say that apostles avoida is not an avoida, therefore, just start again. If it's possible still to be mekabel kosher adam and go ahead and do the avoida, so do it. And Memonim Shach, if apostle doing the avoida would be mekalkul the carbon, so then that would be true even on Zrika Bimkaima. Why does the Mishnah say over here Zrika Shalai Bimkaima? Then Yaksa Kosher Yikabo. So over here there's a whole sugya. It's a tifa musik over here. The musik is called Tome Oises Hashrai. It's true that if the Zor was Mekabel, or one of the other psulim, Noshim, Avodim, over here on Mekabel, they're all Bechal Zorim anyways. They Mekabel the Dam, and they do a Zrika, even a Zrika B'mkoyim, it's meaningless, it's not a Zrika, so then Yaksa Kosher V'yakabel. We have one of on the list over here is a Tomei. A Tomei, we're talking about a Kohen. Let's assume also he's even wearing Big Day Kohuna, but Lamai says Tomei, it's Pasal Avoida. However, a Tomei is not in Gansen Obgefrek for the Avoida, because the Gemara says there is a possibility of a Tomei doing the Avoida when? There's a halacha called Tuma Hutru Betzibur. Tuma Tchuyu Betzibur, another Nusach, there's Shinui between the two Nusachos, which means that if all of Klai Yisrael was Tomei, so then a Tomei could perform the Avoida. It's a whole Inyan that certain cases, the requirement for Tahara can be waived in carbon, and it won't be possible, which means that a Tomei is not a psul Avoida in Gansen. He's possible b'derech klal, but he can be b'mokim mesuyim kosher, therefore. Avada d'avoid is not an avoid. However, legabe the nekuda, that once there's a zirika, all the dam that's in the kli, that's left over in that kli sharis, and all the dam that's left over in the behema, dam anevesh that's still coming out of the neck of the behema, all that is Nase Shirayim. It's all the leftovers of the Zrika. There's a Chalois, that's how we mentioned this, B'yachas, to the dam that's in the Kli. When there's a Zrika on the dam that's in the Kli, the rest of the dam that's in the Kli can't be used for Zrika. The Zrika was done already. Oise Shirayim. It's Chal Netet Shirayim. The same is true. After a Zrika, all the dam from that carbon, you can't take any more dam. Now, if a Zor is Zorik dam, it's not a Zrika at all. If it's not a Zrika at all, so then it's not Oise Shirayim. A Tomei Oise Shirayim. And therefore, that din would then cause us a problem. Because if a Tomei would go and do the Avoida, thereafter you shouldn't be able to do any Zrika after that, because Tomei Oise Shirayim. However, the Gemara qualifies that when does a Tomei have a shame of a Zrika being Oise Shirayim? Only when it's a Zrika of Lechatchila, a Zrika Bimkoimoi, a Zrika of Lamala, which is Lamala, Lamata, which is Lamata, that's Oise Shreim. Since a Tomei anyways, Betzim Stana Maise Avoida. It's a Chiddush that Epis, Hashem Royal Avoida, he has enough to be Oise Shreim. That's only when the Zrika is a bona fide Zrika, not a Zrika Shalaybim Koimo. And therefore, a Zrika Shalaybim Koimo does not have the halacha to make Shreim, and that's why the Mishnah puts it down in that way. That's the pshat over here.